The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
And yes, once again, we are back with another writer's seat, our little bit of soothing serenity on the Midweek Peak, where we give some awesome authors a chance to share their imaginative and inspiring works and give you gorgeous listeners just a taste of something bookishly you might like to bury your head into. This week, we're getting deep into fantasy with the author G. Doc Swift, who writes, among other things, novellas and short story collections, all blending sword and sorcery with military science fiction. Now, Jeff's first novel, The Last War Piper, received some rave reviews, so it was inevitable that a sequel would follow, and indeed it is. It's being released this coming November. So, enough from me. Here is G. Doc Swift reading from his upcoming second novel, The Hyena Queen.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Red mist hung in the air. Men voiced their death screams. These men were not primates who call themselves humans. No, these men were of two other races. The Procyants, also called raccoon folk, and the Pecants, sometimes called fisher folk, made up the forces slaughtering one another outside the great stone blocks of a city wall. The wall defended the Pecan folk capital. For the moment. Hark the War Piper forced a path through the press of bodies. He was the lone Primanth warrior in the battle. His Procyant allies and Pecant foes were all far shorter than he was. If he stood upright, he would be head and shoulders taller than the greatest of those fighting. But to do so would expose his legs to attack. Hark fought in a bent posture to engage his enemies. This slowed his progress but prevented losing a leg. On all sides, soldiers fought and died. His black-striped comrades were the smaller of the two races, but they fought savagely nonetheless. They had good reason. The Pecant army had invaded Procyant lands, claiming a great swath of territory. The victors had shipped Procyant captives back to their own lands. The captives would fill Pecant bellies if they were not restored to their homes. The Pecan folk were one of the Mustelanth peoples. They were taller and thicker than their slim, elongated Weaselanth cousins, but scrawny compared to the brawny badger folk. Their small stature and slight physiques caused many enemies to underestimate them, to their detriment. After generations of animosity, the Pecans had invaded raccoon folk territory. Unlike past border skirmishes, this was a true war. The raccoon folk secured Hark's service by giving his master, the dragon, a lucrative prize. Hark had no idea what sort of tree would grow from the seed they traded, but the dragon's fixation on it meant it must be a rare one. Hark and his war pipes made the difference. The Pecan folk army reeled from the magical flames and retreated in desperation. All men knew of the war pipers. Smart men knew not to oppose them in battle. When the Procyant army pursued their foes to the heart of their small woodland realm, Hark led the way. This would be the final battle.
So, once again, that was an extract from The Hyena Queen, written and read by its author, G. Doc Swift, and that's due to be released through Amazon Kindle and in paperback this November. And if you follow him on Twitter, at G. Doc Swift, you'll be able to watch him as he unveils the cover art for this book's impending release and watches it is released live around the world. Now, we're going to share all of these details, including links to his Amazon author page, where you can read all of his short fiction collections and novellas, and we're going to share all of that on our social medias. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Jeff and all of the amazing writers that have been featured on our show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and you think this kind of thing is going to help get your work noticed, then remember to use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or just use those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, hashtag Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading it a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure that we do for you what we just did for the awesome G. Doc Swift there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. And for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.